questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, if you have been following such shows, we are trying to answer some doubts on misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs with presence of Islamic scholars from Qom Seminary students. We have today invited Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary School, as an Islamic researcher, to answer the questions of ours in this very session. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us, Sheikh, to have you here. The question of the day that we want to ask it from the respected guest, the speaker of the show, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, is about our actions and duties that we need to perform and do in order to satisfy the whole existence of Imam of the Age, Imam Mahdi, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Sheikh, it has been asked that what should we do to satisfy Imam and make him pleasant of what we are doing? Is there any specific action that makes him happy so that we perform those and do those actions? What is expected from us to do? And definitely we know that based on the religiously speaking, based on the duties that we have as a Muslim, we have understood that we have to perform the wajibat and whatever is compulsory and mandatory on us and refrain from performing muharramat. But it has been said that what makes Imam Zaman happy of us and what kind of activities make him so that we actually focus on those actions?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have in the supplication of nutba, wal-ijtihad fi ta'ati wa-ijtinab ma'siyati. To try to have endeavor in order to obey the Imam, to follow the orders of Imam, and to be away from the, you know, whatever he has forbade, okay? And to not to disobey Imam, the orders of Imam, you know, may Allah hasten his reappearance. I want to say that there may be best action which give the pleasure of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior of humanity, and, you know, is just to follow the orders of Imam, okay? Just to, you know, try to obey the orders and recommendation of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior of humanity.
Very true.
And it is easy said, you know, sometimes we are in some circumstances, maybe difficult to practice what is our responsibility. Yeah. Of course, I'm not talking about the, for example, jurisprudential aspect of that. It is granted. It is a basic, okay? Just to do your obligations, I mean, Islamically speaking, according to the Islamic laws and jurisprudence, and to be away from the committing any evil and sin, it is a basic for any Muslim who want to follow up Islamic teaching. But behind that, what is your, for example, what is a pleasure of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, okay? And try to follow the orders of Imam, and what is your, let's say, individual responsibility, societal responsibility. Sometimes it is necessary to engage into some practice, and many other things which is related to the, you know, pleasure of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, we have that in many supplication, وَجْعَلْنَا اللَّهُمَّ مِنْ أَنصَارِهِ وَأَعْوَانِهِ وَأَصْبَائِهِ وَشِيَتِهِ. Oh Allah, put me among the helpers of Imam al-Mahdi and who give assistance to him. And of course, those people, atbahi, which means those people who follow the orders of Imam, and real Shia and follower of Imam al-Mahdi, last savior of humanity. These are among the maybe most important actions which give and which provide the pleasure of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam.
So it has been, because you know, the question in the continuation of the same explanations of yours, that how can we be among his atba, awan and ansar, those who are helping and assisting Imam? So because in case we find a way to make him happy, then we will be included, inshallah, in among his helpers. So what are the prerequisites of doing, and what are the prerequisites of being so?
You know, we cannot go to the detail of that. It's different from individual to another individual. In you know, in one time, in one place, there can be. It has a lot of variety to different people. Okay,
yeah.
Just we want to give the general idea of that and general criteria for what is a criterion if you want to be from the followers of Imam al-Mahdi and try to give and to provide the pleasure of Imam al-Mahdi, okay?
Yeah.
But it's different. We cannot go to the detail of that. Maybe for an individual, according to your career, it's different, okay?
True.
For example, in one land, in one country, is different from another country, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, this depends on the circumstances and the condition of people.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Look, Sheikhana, for example, there are some actions or duties that we do and we have been recommended to do, like, for example, praying for the reappearance of Imam, that is, praying for the advent of Imam, because Imam himself is asking us to make dua and supplications for my reappearance. So in case we do the same, does it make him happy? So that, because we're talking about the actions that makes him happy, so that he satisfies, so that he becomes satisfied from us. Or let's say, showing, our, let's say, grief from being far from him. These are among the issues that, I don't know if they are get to be done to find this sort of sympathy and empathy between our hearts, so that we get more closer to him, so that it makes them happy and satisfied.
You know, I want to say that what matters is we have in, as I quoted in the supplication of Nudba, wal ishtihad fi ta'ati. You know, if you go to the narrations of Halul, we have ta'atul imam. Mm-hmm. It is a title.
Yeah.
In the some narrations of Ahlul Bayt, how to obey the orders of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. It is very important. This ta'atul imam and obedience to imam is a general idea and general concept that it can be, you know, boiled down to different, you know, detail and different example of that. For example, sometimes these following the orders of Imam in some circumstance and in some place and time, it means that, for example, to do that particular action. But on the other hand, in some other condition and circumstances, the following the orders of Imam means, for example, let's go to poor people and to give assistance to people and to provide some facility for people. It depends on your condition. What matters is to consider yourself as a soldier of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you consider yourself to be a real staunch follower of Imam al-Mahdi, okay? But for example, when you are in Europe or for example, America or any other country, it depends and to find out what is your responsibility. How can you give pleasure for Imam al-Mahdi and to have satisfactory action? Okay, in that case, you can find it out and you can easily do that.
So all whatever we have from whatever evidence from goodnesses we have in mind can make him satisfied then.
Exactly.
Like, for example, paying charity on his behalf for his own safety and his health. Or let's say making dawn supplicating for his reappearance. Or let's say, as I said earlier, performing wajibat compulsory actions and refraining from haramat.
You know, my dear host, sometimes some people, they want to do whatever they like during their life. Okay? They want to commit any evil action, for example, verbal evil action or committing any evil action, but they're looking for something to give immediate pleasure to Imam al-Mahdi,
yeah,
alayhi salam.
Yeah.
It is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
When I said that ta'atul imam, it means that all your life, moment by moment, should be assigned for the seeking the pleasure of Imam al-Mahdi.
Then how can we know that if the action that we're doing is on the same wave of Imam's, let's say, obedience?
For most cases, we understand that. We understand whether, you know, this action that I'm doing is according to the pleasure of Imam al-Mahdi or not. For
in,
most
in case
cases,
I go, for example, to university or, I don't know, anywhere to study, is it based on Imam's pleasure?
Of course, you know, sometimes
when I work and do my job, is it the same?
You see, we have the criteria, hujjatan dahira wa hujjatan batina. First of all, we have the, you know, verses of Noble Quran and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt. These are considered to be hujjatan dahira, the external proof. And beside that, we have the internal proof, which is your wisdom, your intellect, the power of understanding. So by this criteria, we can easily understand whether this action is, you know, evil or is, you know, recommended one. We mm-hmm. can easily do that. But the problem is in you know, implementing of that action, whether I want to do whatever is good and to avoid whatever is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want to say that problem is in practical wisdom.
Very true.
Okay? Which we call it aqla amali, practical wisdom. To have the strength, to have the power and willpower to do that.
Very true.
To perform it. But in theoretically speaking, for most cases, we do not have problem. We mm-hmm. can easily understand whether by your fitra, by your God-given nature, by your intellect, you can understand that in a way to most cases.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is to perform what you know is good.
Very
okay?
true.
To avoid evil action. It is, you know, it is for the most cases cause a problem. But for example, sometimes we have this idea in the, among the some followers in some denomination. They want to practice evil action and whatever, you know, sin that you imagine. But for example, they come to the ceremonies of Imam al-Hussein and to give charity for the sake of Imam al-Hussein,
yeah,
and ask forgiveness from, and they see it, and they think that it is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, for example, I have give lots of money for the sake of the Imam al-Hussein. You know, it is a good idea to do that. It is recommended to have some kind of charity and some kind of contribution in the ceremonies of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or other infallible Ahlul Bayt. It is granted. But I want to say that it is not enough.
Yeah.
What matters is ta'atul imam.
Because
obey.
Whatever we do, if I have taken you rightly, whatever we do is to find the satisfaction of imam, which is the satisfaction of God. So if we want to satisfy imam from ourselves, it means that we need to satisfy God from ourselves. Because the satisfaction of imam is in the same line of the satisfaction of God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
So this is that, because imam by himself, because he's endeared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love him. I mean, this is the reason that we love imam. So as you rightly mentioned, when a person performs lots of mistakes and at the same time goes and pays some charity for the, let's say, mourning of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, mm, it means that are we really looking for Allah's orders or not? This is what we have to actually keep in mind.
I want to say that just to live by the orders of imam, your lifestyle, I mean, moments by moment, from the early morning till the night,
yeah,
you should live by the standard of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam.
Exactly.
Especially in the morning, try to remember and to pay allegiance with him I mean, spiritually speaking, to have this power and willpower that I will abide by your orders and try to live by that. Okay,
thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and scholarly answers to the questions. And your respected listeners for staying tuned and listening to Qiyan and Islamic Beliefs.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن